If you want to go even deeper and get exclusive access to additional resources, weekly live streams, and a community of growth-minded e-commerce business owners, then you need to join the E-Commerce Alley Facebook group by going to alleypodcast.com/group. There's a bit more than 2,000 of us there, and I'd love to see you there as well. Welcome to the E-Commerce Alley Podcast, where we believe that great brands are built on passionate leadership, smart operations, and of course, powerful marketing. I am your host, Joshua Coffey, and today I am going to be talking to you about something that I think is very overlooked in the e-commerce space. You know, so often we try to dive into advertising and all this marketing stuff, and we neglect the one place that people actually complete their order, and that is our website. So today I'm going to walk through the highest performing things that I see, or the things I see from the highest performing websites out there. All right, now I want to talk about this because I am huge in advertising. I love advertising, marketing. You know me. Marketing is where my heart is, and everything around it, selling products, the psychology of marketing, from the copy to the creative to the process of that to identifying the audiences. Those are all so important in our business, but oftentimes we overlook our websites. We overlook them because we're like, hey, it's just good enough to move on. And while I will say maybe 10 years ago that was okay, now we're seeing that you really have to put some attention on your website. You really need to focus on certain elements that you should have in order to increase the conversion of your advertising and of your marketing, because by improving that conversion, it will accomplish the same goal as doubling the results on the, let's use advertising as an example. If I wanted to double my profits, I could either double my ad spend, achieving the same results, I could double my click-through rate, or I could double my conversion rate. And so if I want to increase the results of my marketing efforts, my website and improve my website is going to make a substantial difference in those results. So what I want to cover today, I want to cover a couple of things. I want to cover why you need great web design and why copy will matter. And then I'm going to break down the top elements of the highest performing websites that we work with. So this isn't like, I didn't go like Google top elements of a converting product page or website. These are literally things that I have come up with as trends amongst all of our coaching clients and the clients that we serve on the marketing front. And so I'm going to break down what those top five elements are that if you have these, it will undoubtedly not only increase your conversion rate, but it will increase your average order value as well, making your ad dollars go much, much further. And so let's dive into this. So first of all, I think that design is one, and copy on our actual sites is one of the most underutilized levers that we can pull. Because we write the descriptions, and you know, we have we call it the curse of knowledge. So we have a knowledge of, let's say, an 8, 9, a 10 of our products, of our business. We know so much about what we sell. We know the benefits. We know the shipping, the free shipping threshold and breakpoints. We know everything, right? We know the pain points it solves. We know what people want within the product. We know the quality of the product. We know that it's not made of plastic, it's made of glass. We know that the shipping, what comes in the shipping package, like we care so much about those things. And that's a great thing, but sometimes it's not if we don't represent that messaging to our customers. And so we have all this knowledge, but a lot of times when we get to our product pages and we just do the bare minimum. And I'm using product pages because this is primarily where we often drive traffic. And so we usually will throw the product photos on, you know, hey, I'm gonna throw my photos on, I have my price, I have my Klarna or Affirm, or I have my payment plan options, I have reviews, and then in my description, I just put, hey, here are the specifications, this is what the features are, this is what my product is, and then below that, we have related products, and call it a day. And then we start driving traffic to that page, and we wonder why our AOV is low, or we wonder why things aren't converting. Well, in my experience, it's because that is doing the bare minimum. Every stock theme comes with that. It's plug and play. You can sell any stock theme it doesn't matter if it's WooCommerce, it doesn't matter if it's Magento, BigCommerce, Shopify, it doesn't matter what that is. You install a stock theme and it's gonna give you a product page that looks like that, right? Price, photos, descriptions, specs, reviews, and then you throw related products at the end. Or people also liked similar products related to, you know, we have those things right at the bottom. It's just like a carousel of different products. And we call it a day. Now that is what I call doing the bare minimum. But if you can invest in your product page, or you can invest in your design, and when I say product page, I'm using this as an example because this is primarily, again, where we are going to drive traffic. But some of what I'm going to break down also applies across the website. So if we look at a product page, if you can invest your time in your website now, in your product page now, in the copy of the products that you're driving traffic to, you'll save yourself thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars or more in inefficient ad spend later. Right? Because while you might be getting purchases, if you spend just a little bit of time, it's a small lever, right? It's one of those things that's like, it's not a huge resource to tweak your product pages. And depending on your ad spend, that could be a massive difference in the results that you end up seeing. Going from like a 1 to a 1.2% cold traffic conversion rate is a 20% increase in the results of your ads. And while let's say you're spending $50 a day, that's not going to have a huge difference in your conversion. But as you climb, as your ad spend grows, as you start investing in other marketing activities, that becomes a really, really big lever. And so this is something that's like low resource, and depending on what your, let's say, ad spend is and how much you're investing in marketing, it could have a medium to a really, really high impact on your bottom line just by doing this. And it's going to make your ad spend much more efficient. So if you take your conversion rate of a product from 2 to 3%, like that's a 50% increase in results. And so you can increase ROAS by increasing the click-through rate, for example, or you can increase the conversion rate. And they're both going to do very similar things. So I'll tell you, I do want to tell a couple stories here. So to get to like portray how impactful design really is. So we had a client who we found out for them in their niche and their brand that driving traffic, and we do a ton of Facebook ads, we also have a ton of Google ads running, and we found that driving traffic, not only to product pages, but then also driving some traffic to their homepage, the homepage really worked really, really well. It had urgency, it had the scarcity factor, people bought on their homepage. And so there was this one Friday night where they ended up changing the banner, and we were consistently running over a 3 ROAS. And so they changed their banner to a new partnership because there was another product, a complementary brand that they partnered with, they signed on, they figured out fulfillment and all these things, and they signed on to work with this brand. Well, they formalized this partnership and they changed their banner to the products of this other brand. And the brand, what they were selling was different from what the client's business was, but they complemented each other. So just by changing that overnight, we leave on Friday, we come back Monday, and our ROAS literally overnight dropped to a 1.8 from a 3 plus, like a 3 to 3.7, depending on the day, is what we had run for months on end. And by changing that little banner where we were driving so much traffic, just the banner, this isn't anything substantial, just the banner, ROAS went down. We switched it on Monday, and within 2 hours, our ROAS was right back up. We had another client who there, and by the way, this is something I want you to check, and I'll talk about this today. We had another client who their add to cart, once you added a product to their cart, it would take you straight to the checkout page instead of like doing a cart drawer where it pops out the cart and shows you what you have, but allows you to keep shopping. And so it shot people straight to the checkout page. Well, the problem was their average order value then started plummeting to a single product purchase because people were adding one product to the cart. It shoots them right to checkout. And so they just start the checkout process versus popping out and allowing them to continue shopping. As soon as they shifted it back, once they changed that functionality from the checkout back to a cart drawer, their AOV went up 35%. We had another one who offered free shipping over $125. And we had this messaging in the banner. We had free shipping over $125 after discounts. And so that was our messaging. But we decided, hey, maybe the $125 is a lot and people won't like that. Let's change it. So we changed it to free shipping options available. And we changed it to that. And by literally changing it to that and not clarifying the shipping, our ROAS plummeted to just below 2 when this one also ran in the 3 to 4 range, the high 2s to up to 4, dependent on the day. And so why was that happening? Well, what we found out from heat mapping and analyzing everything was just that little shift of not clarifying what the free shipping threshold is caused a lot of people to add one product because they didn't know what the shipping threshold was. They would add a $60 or $70 or $80 order. They would get all the way to the end just to find out they didn't qualify for free shipping. And so guess what? They bailed. And so these are just a few examples of how impactful small changes on your website can actually be to your buyers. Like, it can impact your ad spend, and it can impact your marketing and your results in a large way. And so what I've done is I went and I compiled what I believe are the top five greatest variables. And these are all based on moments like I just shared. Like, those were three tangible moments. And I have tons of those experiences with things like the shipping banners, with the add to carts. And I've had, when I see multiple trends of these things happening, that's what I've compiled and I want to walk through with you in this podcast. So without further ado, let's kind of dive in. Now, there are many ways you can improve your product page. So many things you can do. Actually, we have a guide on this inside our Facebook group that if you're not part of the Facebook group, go join the Facebook group, alleypodcast.com/group. It's completely free, the e-commerce Alley group. I think we're at 1,500 people strong right now, which is really awesome. There is a guide in there. I think it's like 19 pages, and it's elements of a, elements, oh, or get your product page to sell, or how your product page can sell more products. Don't quote me on it. It's something along those lines. Anyway, it's like a 19-page document with like all kinds of things we've compiled with screenshots, what you should do, what we'd recommend, why we really like this. And what I've done is I've actually taken the top five that you should do within this. So because there's so many things you could do, the question is, what should you do? Well, I'm going to give you what I believe are the five things and in this order that you need to focus on. And if you do this, I can assure you could shoot me an email or you could join the group and let me know in there when this increases your AOV and when this increases your conversion rate, because I assure you that if you do all five of these things, your conversion rate will go up. Number one is I want you to clarify your shipping threshold. I mean, here's the reality. Like, people expect it. Everybody expects free shipping. So if you don't offer free shipping, number one, consider offering free shipping and then ask yourself, what would have to happen in order to offer free shipping? You know, if you sell $29 t-shirts, you're probably not going to offer free shipping on a $29 t-shirt. It would eat your margins alive and you would make you'd have no profit. Your ads would put you under and that would not be in a good position. However, what if it was $75? Well, what if it was $99? Find out what that free shipping threshold is. And my advice is to flat out create it. The only exception is if you have a really lightweight product that you could just, a really high ticket product that maybe shipping is $500 or it's really high price. But at that point, just build it into your price and then say it's free shipping. So people will pay more and get free shipping than pay less and then have to pay the shipping. So that's just what we see. But I want you to clarify. So first of all, figure out your free shipping situation. And then clarify what that threshold is, because people do expect it. So let's clarify. We don't want them to get to the checkout, get all the way to the end, and then feel duped, feel taken advantage of, feel like, oh crap, it said free shipping available. And then I get all the way to the final page. I insert all this information. I've gone through the process. I'm bought in and I'm at the last step. And then I find out that shipping is $22 and my product is $19.99. Well, they're not going to check out. They're going to bail. And so the best strategy and my advice, if you're using, especially Shopify, but the same thing applies for WooCommerce, BigCommerce, et cetera, is to utilize a tool that's going to show in the banner and in your cart what the shipping threshold is. So clarify that. And then also tell them how far away they are from receiving it. Now, there are some tools you could use to do this. I'm a Shopify guy. I'm a huge fan of it. That's what we use. So I'll give you an example. There's a tool out there called iCart, Cart Drawer, and Upsell. Go ahead and Google that. I think it's $5 a month. There's a free version that's like $5 a month to have. And it'll pop out and it'll, in the checkout, in the cart, in the banner, it'll tell you how much remaining to get that free shipping. But you'd be surprised at how much that will increase your conversion by people simply knowing what the shipping threshold is and how far away they are from meeting it. Because you're gonna have less people that get to the end and feel duped, feel like, oh shoot, I didn't realize the shipping threshold was this. If you clarify that, it's gonna increase that conversion rate. That's number one. Free shipping, people expect it, so figure it out for you and then clarify it. Number two, focus on reviews. So reviews are critical for conversion. If you have a new product line that you decide to start driving traffic to and there are no reviews, you'll see pretty low conversion rates. Nobody wants to be the first one. That's why they call it bandwagon. Like, everyone wants to hop on the bandwagon, right? We've all heard that. And so no one wants to feel like they're the first person buying something. So focus on getting reviews. I don't care if you have to reach out to your friends, your family, your past customers, people that have tried your products. ask them personally for a review. Get to over 10 reviews. That's kind of a good threshold. Once you get over 10, obviously you want as many as possible. You know, when you're driving traffic, it's so much easier to drive traffic to a product that has like 822 reviews and get purchases than one that has 8 reviews, right? Obviously, because that proof removes the objection of, is this product trustworthy? Is this product real? Is this a legit company? And if it's cold traffic, those are questions people are going to have. So focus on getting reviews. And my advice in this is to actually automate this process. Now, what we've learned is about 10% of people will actually give you a review. About 10% of people will do a review. But if it's not automated, if you don't have a tool or some way to automate this process, it will be significantly less. So you have to ask people for the reviews if you want to get about 10% of them to leave your reviews. So in order to get 10 reviews on a product, you need 100 sales of that product. If you manually reach out, you make some calls, you know, call in some favors from people that have used your products that you know personally, you'll get a little bit higher. But overall, we see about 10% of people leave reviews. Now, if you don't have a tool in place, it's going to be significantly lower. And two tools that I recommend for this, and these are platform agnostic, so you could use these regardless of what platform you use, is stamped.io and Yotpo. That's Yotpo reviews. And Yotpo has a couple tools, but they have a review tool just like stamped.io has a review tool. And those are agnostic. So those will work for any products and they will embed on your product page as well as do the next piece, which I have a piece of advice on, is consider having a single collective reviews page. And now this is somewhere that you can send people or that you can put in your banner or that you can put in your navigation or somewhere in the footer, somewhere for people to see that you have, see the total amount of reviews, and then click on that and see a collective page of all the reviews that people have left you. We added this. This was added to one of our clients' navigation. It was kind of like a little badge that we had up there, like verified reviews. And that, when it was added, increased the conversion of our Facebook ads. I don't know why we added it, and it was probably just social proof. People really like that. But now that you know, when you have 28 reviews on this product, 7 on this product, 51 on this product, and it varies, you on the 7 product, it doesn't look like you have that many reviews. But in the grand scheme of things, if you have 922 amongst all your products, that's more credibility. So add that in there, and it will make a difference in your conversion. So number 2 is focus on reviews. Number 3, have clear and simple messaging. And I talked a little bit about this in the beginning. Like, people don't know your brand as well as you do. Focus on how your products help them and how it makes them feel when they utilize their products. Don't focus on like only the features. Like, a lot of times in the description, it's only the features. Like, oh, it's exactly what it is. It's 50% cotton, 50% whatever. It's lightweight. It's like, that's great, and put those in the specifications, but overall, people are less interested in that. They're more interested in how it's going to make them feel. They're more interested in how your product helps them and solves their problems. So focus on that. Focus on the benefits. Instead of saying what your product is, say how it helps them. And so when you do this, this is clarifying our messaging. And this is talking to your buyer in a way that actually truly resonates with them. So simplify this. Again, you have a knowledge of like an 8 to a 10 on your products and your brand, your shipping thresholds, all of those things. They have a 1 or a 2. And so you need to bridge that gap by coming down to them and answering those questions, writing copy, writing messaging that clarifies all the information they need in order to complete that purchase. And so to clarify and simplify your messaging, consider your audience, pain points, their desires, their questions, and the objections that they'll have. And then that's what should be included on the page to the greatest of your ability. Now, you don't want to write a novel. However, between the imagery, between the headlines, between the paragraph copy, try to address those things, their pain points, their desires, the questions that they're asking, and the objections that they might have. So that's number 3, have clear and simple messaging. Once you do that, I mean, that makes a world of a difference as far as conversion goes. Number 4, and this is if applicable, it's not always applicable, but this is to add bundling options. By simply giving people that ability to mix and match their products, maybe buy in bulk or bundle in some capacity directly on the product page, there are 2 things that are going to happen. Number 1, you will increase your conversion rate. We see when we offer more options and they can bundle and save money, we see an increase in conversion rate because people like to get deals. And so conversion rate goes up. But the second thing is your average order value will go up immediately. You're going to start seeing people add more stuff to their products or to their cart. They're going to bundle items. And we see this happen almost immediately. Overnight, as soon as you add some kind of a tool that allows bundling. And we use a tool we're a huge fan of. It is a Shopify tool. And so it's called Bundle Bear. If you've never heard of it, Google it. It's a real cheap tool. It allows you to bundle. You'll see your AOV go up overnight. Inside one of our communities yesterday, somebody posted like, wow, Bundle Bear really works. And he was getting orders literally within hours of people bundling products on top of what they're already doing. This will increase your AOV, your bottom line, and all of those things are going to help your ROAS and your business grow as a whole. So add bundling options if applicable. Now, if you're selling a single product and you're a core product business where, hey, we sell one product, that's basically it. Well, they can't bundle more of that product. So you may not be able to do that properly, but in that case, you're going to want to then integrate upsells and downsells if you can do that. So that's number four, add bundling options. And number five is to add a pop-out cart drawer. So like I was telling you previously, and I've seen this happen many, many times over, don't take people straight to checkout when they hit the add to cart button. And you may not even realize this if you haven't walked through the process of your website, but many themes they default to that setting to where it will automatically, you hit add to cart, boom, it sends them straight to the checkout. And that is going to get people only buying one product. Your AOV will be much lower as a result of that. So instead, have a pop-out cart drawer. This means when they add to cart, it pops out a drawer of their cart. It shows what it is. And if you use that tool I mentioned before, iCart Drawer, what it'll do is it'll show, you could customize it. It'll add different options so you can upsell people and additional things. It'll even allow you to, it'll show how much remaining until they get free shipping. So if you do this, it'll allow them to continue shopping. It opens that opportunity for upsells and it reinforces how much more they need to spend in order to get that free shipping. All right, so these are the five things. So number one, clarify your shipping threshold. Number two, focus on reviews. Number three, have clear and simple messaging. Number four, add bundling options if applicable. And then number five, have a pop-out drawer. To do all of this, my advice, my final piece of advice is to use a page builder tool. It'll make this stuff significantly easier. And to do that, I recommend using GemPages for Shopify or Shogun for Shopify or BigCommerce or WooFunnels if you are a WooCommerce family member. So I hope you found this valuable. I wanted to give you something just quick, dirty, tactical that you could take, you could apply and start seeing your conversion rate lift. But my friend, you've been listening to the E-Commerce Alley podcast produced by the wonderful, legendary, behind the scenes, Dylan Counts. And we want to say thank you for being our listener. Thank you for being part of our community. If you haven't joined it, go to alleypodcast.com/group. Absolutely free. And we'll see you in the next episode.